Hello, 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 and welcome to the That's So Good podcast. Hello, Facebook friends and family, and hello, Podbeam listeners. We are here at Food Operation Food Search, the headquarters of where the operation takes place. Today, I have Mrs. Christian Wild and Carlton Adams. How are you guys doing today?
Great, thanks.
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. I am so, so excited to be here, and I am in awe of all of the work that you all have been doing with the community. Today, I have a couple of questions, and we're going to get up close and personal about how the everyday operations happens at Operation Food Search. So let's do our slight introduction. Mrs. Christian, tell us a little bit about you and how your role plays in the company.
Sure. So I started with Operation Food Search 2.5 years ago. I serve as the president and CEO and have a wonderful team, including Carlton Adams, the chief operating officer. And together we have a great set of individuals who help us with three different parts of our operation. We work to meet the immediate need, we build nutrition IQ, and we champion change.
Champion change, that's what I'm talking about. So that's why I love to merge with people whose mindset is of that magnitude. Challenge change. And Mr. Carlton Adams, how about you? Tell me a little about you and your role with Operation Food Search.
Sure, as Kristen mentioned, I'm the Chief Operating Officer. I've been with Operation Food Search for a whopping 4 months. So I'm actually the first Chief Operating Officer. And I have the responsibility and really the privilege to work with all of our agencies, work with all of our operations. So when food comes in, that whether it's donated or purchased, and we distribute it to our 200 or so agencies around both Missouri and Illinois, and some other administrative responsibilities like HR and diversity, equity, inclusion as well, and procurement, which is a big part of what we do.
Fantastic. So you come right in the door, just knocking things out the park. Right on, Mr. Adams. So, you know, I'm going to be a little humorous because everybody has their role with seriousness, but we're going to have a little fun and a little laughter, and we want people to know that Operation Food Search, they're all about the family. Now, I have a couple of questions. Let's get started. How we met Miss Christian, I am in awe. Let's say shout out to Miss Nilu Panth. She's a good friend of mine that I met over at Better Family Life, which now works for the Federal Reserve Bank. And she had introduced me to Mrs. Christian. We were on a panel discussing the pandemic and how it had affected the St. Louis community. And we had exchanged numbers, exchanged email addresses, and I kept in touch with her. And this is why we're here today, doing a podcast about Operation Food Search. Miss Christian, could you tell me a little bit about that panel and what it meant to you to be on that panel to discuss the pandemic and how we had to tackle and pivot during 2020?
Yeah, it was a great opportunity, number one, because I met you.
Yes, thank you.
And we worked with other panelists to share with the community different ways that Operation Food Search and everyone at their respective organizations had to pivot to meet the immediate need, which was, you know, certainly heightened. Mm-hmm. It has been heightened throughout the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So it was great because the Federal Reserve Bank had listeners from the St. Louis region and beyond. And so, you know, we had someone from the Urban Institute who was able to share statistics really nationwide about the hunger issue. And it's just really a great opportunity to talk with people who are interested in learning more about what the level of food insecurity is in our country.
Yes.
and in this area and ways to address it.
Because when I was on that panel, I felt so important just to be like on Zoom calls and talking to these people that really, really care about our community and our city. And to be on that panel just helped me sit up straight and helped me realize I had a role to play as well. And Mr. Carlton, where did you, come from in the perspective of wanting to give? But what made you want to lean towards Operation Food Search to be a part of this movement?
So, because I'm old, I have a long story, but I'll try to keep it short.
Okay.
So, in all honesty, I was raised to give back.
Okay.
My parents were educators. I'm originally from Philadelphia.
Shout out to Philadelphia.
You know how we do it. So, you know, I was raised to give back. That's always been a part of what was expected of mm-hmm. me, you know, even before college and then through college and after as well. And then I had a really long corporate career. I led supply chain organizations that were global and general manager at some global companies. So when the pandemic hit, mm-hmm. I went through a change in employment mm-hmm. and had an opportunity to really assess where I wanted to take the next part of my career. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been involved with nonprofits here in St. Louis over the past 10 years, and I really wanted to give back. And this is an opportunity for me to really leverage what I've learned over a long mm-hmm. career, mm-hmm. But then to help really tackle some important needs in our community.
Yes, that is an excellent, excellent answer. We give to live. You know, it's like when we give, it extends our living time. I mean, it's also fun to give, too. The wreath in people's faces when they're happy, the food is being taken care of. People are really, you know, appreciative of the food. It's not going to waste. No food is wasted. So it's been a delight working with Operation Food Search. They have helped assist me generate over maybe 800, not meals, but items to give out to the community. We have things that we do at AME Church out there in the city on Hamilton and Julian, and we give to the community every Saturday at least 3 times a month to let them know that we care. They have a meal that they can count on, and Operation Food Search always complies with my request. When I ask to give something, they're right there. They deliver it. So shout out to Operation Food Search, and shout out to those who believe in the movement of the community response events. I have a couple more questions. How long has Operation Food Search, and either one of you can answer this, how long has Operation Food Search been in existence?
We were founded more than 40 years ago. We actually celebrated.
I'm 40. It's been in business since I've been born. Dang!
Well, happy birthday.
Okay. So it's just a baby,
in other words. Right. Thank
so
you.
Young.
So back in 40 years.
Yeah, actually a little more than 40 years ago, there was a gentleman, a former priest named Henry Leasing, and he approached Roger Dierberg of Dierberg's Market.
Okay. I used to work for Dierberg. Shout out to Dierberg.
Shout out to Dierberg.
You know, they taught me a lot at Dierberg's. Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
So Roger Dierberg was working in his office above one of the stores, mm-hmm. and Henry Leasing knocked on his door and asked how he would feel about giving leftover produce to families and individuals in need. And that's what started the organization really about 42, 43 years ago, before we were technically even called Operation Food Search.
Okay.
And it grew from there. So really we started as a food rescue organization.
That's nice too, food rescue organization.
It is. So mm-hmm. save food from being wasted.
That's right.
Dierbergs, Straub's, and Schnucks, mm-hmm. Along with a lot of other donors, donate food that might otherwise go to the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we also work with farmers, and we have
a cleaning program. I love farmers markets.
Mm-hmm. Yep, farmers markets with those who have leftover product that isn't purchased. We also go out directly to farms, and actually this past Friday, I think we picked about 7,000 pounds of apples.
Yes, and we gave some of those apples out to the community, and they loved it. They could make all type of things. Apple cobbler, baked apples, apple sauce. They could make candy apples. There's so many things you can do with apples. That's why food and operation goes together, because food helps the operation of your everyday agenda. It helps your thinking, it helps your thoughts, so we need food to even operate. So what a great thing to have a food operation organization to help us continue to have food and the leftovers, they don't go to waste as well. Mr. Carlton, don't think I wasn't coming back to you. I was coming. So can you tell me a little bit about the purpose of your existence in the building? How are you an asset to this company? You've been here 4 months, but you've got so many things that you've done. You're multitasked. Tell us, our audience, and even Ms. Christian, how are you an asset to this company?
Well, so there's a couple of things. As Chief Operating Officer, first mm-hmm. and foremost, we have to make sure that we are efficient with our operations. When we get donations in or even procure food, mm-hmm. we want it to go out as soon as possible. So mm-hmm. if you think about supply chain, think about an actual chain. If we take links out, then the chain is shorter, and that means shorter time to get from the donator, right?
Take the links out. I like that one. Take the links out.
Right, to our neighbor's tables, right? Mm-hmm. Which is what we want to do as soon as possible, especially with food that's perishable. So that's a part of it. We're looking at how we improve our relationships with farmers, and so procuring food, supporting our agencies. Again, you don't come to Operation Food Search to eat. Your agency partners, those pantries in the neighborhoods, that's where you actually get the food. So we want to get it to them as fast as possible, give them good variety of food and higher nutrition density food. So we want to have more apples and more vegetables and those types of things that we're increasing the amount of nutrition that we're distributing to our communities.
That's right. So we're not just giving away leftover trash. We're giving away good, healthy items that help the brain maintain common sense. Again, thank you all for coming out listening, and we have a couple of more questions, and I just want to say thank you again to Operation Food Search, because we just had an event last week and it went fantastic, and we gave out some apples. One apple a day keep the doctor away. I know you remember that when you were a kid. I mean, one apple a day keeps the bugs away as well, the bugs in your body. Whom or what has influenced you to want to give, Ms. Christian?
Oh, that's a good question.
Thank you so much.
I would say my answer is similar to Carlton's.
Okay.
As far as I also had a parent who was an educator, and parents who are, you know, very philanthropic and do a lot for their community in Michigan. And really starting in college, I worked at a lot of organizations that were focused on kids, on education, on advocacy, and making sure that needs were met. I actually taught myself. I taught elementary school, and I taught in districts in Houston and in Nashville where a lot of the kids' basic needs were not met.
Okay.
And I worked with kids who were hungry.
See?
It's very hard to concentrate. It's hard to behave well with your peers. It's hard to sit in the classroom if you're thinking about
food.
Yeah, exactly.
That is an excellent answer. Sometimes kids just go to school just to eat or get something to eat. So that's why these little events that I do, it gives them something extra to eat. They don't have to wait on mom and dad to cook dinner or have to wait on holiday just to eat. I try to have an event on a monthly basis where we give out food to the community so they can have a meal they can count on at least 1 month at a time. If I can just feed you real good, I'm trying to figure out how we can come up with a taste of that so good. That's going to be my next project. We want to make sure people can eat food, healthy selections, and we're going to do it for free. Food. What is your go-to food, Mr. Carlton, when it's time for you to get work done, when it's time to send those emails off, when it's time to get yourself operating? What's your go-to food?
Gee.
This is food and operations, so we're going to talk about food a little bit.
Well, if I'm being healthy, so my favorite fruit is bananas.
Bananas, yes.
Potassium. That's exactly right. And I mean, it's a good when you're working out as a recovery food. Mm-hmm. It's good for that. But you know, I also like pizza, so I'm not gonna lie.
So bananas and pizza.
He loves the same bananas. Time.
Yeah. Well, I know that's the best topping for pizza.
But that's okay. Yeah. Well, you know, but we could have a dessert pizza. We can always make up a pizza. Mm-hmm. Give me no idea. I'll make a banana pizza in a few seconds. Ms. Christian, what is your go-to food when you want to start your day?
I start almost every day with oatmeal.
Okay.
And I put in some protein powder and some wheat germ and some flaxseed. I actually put a banana on top, chop it up.
Okay.
Milk. And it's the way I start almost every day.
God, that sounds good. I start my day with a nice glass of coffee. I know that's like too much, but I only use 1 tablespoon of sugar now. So I used to put 7 in there, but now I kind of like the strong, you know, taste of coffee. Mm-hmm. So shout out to coffee and shout out to oatmeal and shout out to the bananas.
And pizza.
Oh, and pizza. Ew. So I just wanted to say to you guys, I know you haven't ate any of my food yet, but normally I ask my guests what was the favorite food that they've ate off my menu, but we will have future engagements where you will get to taste something. And I am just want to congratulate you all on all that you do, And I do have a surprise statement I would like to make with y'all in just maybe 30 more seconds here. Couple more questions I want to touch bases on. Walk us through a day of operations at Operation Food Search. When you start in the morning, when people get here, maybe around 7 or 8 o'clock, tell me, not too much, you don't have to extend it too long, but tell me about a day of operations. And you can start and then maybe Carlton could, you know, complete it.
Sure. So first thing in the morning, we have several of our agency partners who visit our distribution area of our warehouse.
Okay.
And we are distributing food consisting of perishable food, non-perishable food. We've got a huge walk-in cooler, huge walk-in freezer. And then we load up food on carts.
Okay.
And when our agency partners come to pick it up, we, you know, take the food out to them, and then they're able to take it out to the community. So that's always very active in that part of our building every
okay.
morning.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of volunteers who help us out throughout the week. So
mm-hmm.
we have a volunteer center. Right now we have individuals who are packing food for our Operation Backpack program,
okay.
which provides food to kids over the weekend throughout the school year.
Oh, that's nice.
It is nice.
God.
We serve about a little over 8,000 kids every week through that program through the school year.
8,000 kids a week? What organization doing that? Operation Food Search. Okay, I'm sorry. I just had to give a shout out because that's a lot to
a
be
lot.
Doing. They have a dedicated team to get that going out. That's
mm-hmm.
that's discipline and that's loyalty. So shout out to Operation Food Search.
Thanks. And then we also have for our FreshRx program where we work with expectant mothers,
okay.
providing them with food and nutrition services, and they work with our social workers to
okay.
get in touch with other resources in the community. We have packing going on for those families. So
okay.
we feed generally a full family 3 meals a week.
Oh.
So we're packing all the ingredients to make up those 3 meals that goes out every week, week after week throughout someone's
pregnancy. So they care. They actually care. They got other things. They got their hands in. They're helping pregnant women. They're helping after school programs, not even after school, on the weekend, book bags. I mean, they got a lot going on at this location. This is why Operation Food Search. It's a location where you need to be. If you want to donate, you want to give back, or you just want to find out more about this organization, this is the logo and this is the information. And this is actually Carlton Adams' car. I didn't even know. Oh my God, look at the universe. Fantastic. And Carlton, can you tell me a little bit about the ending of the day? She gave us a little cap of the beginning. And towards the end of the day, how does everything, you know, shut down itself and get ready for tomorrow?
Sure. We can receive food and other donations throughout the day.
But okay.
Toward the end of the day, we're wrapping up some of our administrative things. We'll have meetings going on, just like any other business. But one thing with a not-for-profit, of course, we have to interact with donors all the time
mm-hmm.
Because we keep them apprised of what we're doing, keep them excited about our mission and how we're carrying out that mission. And so we've got a number of events that happen. So
mm-hmm.
not every day, but we'll have, as an example, a golf tournament is coming up next week. Sorry.
That's okay.
And a number of other things that we just had our Feast for Change, which was a farm-to-table event for our donors,
mm-hmm.
To get them really excited about how we want to do that as well. So there's a number of things that we do. And then, you know, toward the end of the day, try to wrap up, make sure that we're connected with the community. Often there's events that Kristen for sure is attending and,
mm-hmm.
and others of our staff as well that we can stay connected with the folks that we serve and help us to serve.
That's right, and you can stay connected with me. I will be a vessel for the community, for the overlooked and overserved, because I'm going out there to make sure they got something to eat. I want to knock on the doors if I can. I know it's not kind of safe during COVID, but I stay myself protected. You know, I keep myself socially distanced from people. I curbside delivery, so I'm always, you know, going to be able to help assist any type of donation that they give me, I give to the community. See, they give me, they give to the community. Because the home audience, you know, they're hungry for information. And I want to be the type of individual that can come and speak with these type of people, which is Carlton and Miss Christian, find out what I can do and how I can help and go and give. Because sometimes people are stuck in the house. They're afraid to come outside, and I just want to be an asset to the community. I may not prepare food all the time, but I can get you some perishables, I can get you some resources, and I can also give you some phone numbers that can help you stay connected to Operation Food Search or any other partnering distribution companies that can help assist you with your everyday living, of your basic needs. One last question, and my little statement that I was going to tell you guys about. Food operation and its daily functions. I'm going to have to read it a little bit. I didn't have it memorized. Sorry about that. Hello, Facebook friends and family. And it's a lovely day as well, I may say, out there. We have Carlton with his beautiful purple shirt on, and we have Miss Christian. She got her little shirt on. So they, you know, they did it up just to come and sit with us to talk. And they have a lot of operations to get to, so let me hurry up and finish with my little statement. Basic foods such as vegetables and fruit are honestly the most important ingredients of your everyday lifestyle. And this operation has helped assist with so many. I wanted to let you know that I have reached out to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and we've done an article on Operation Food Search. It will be coming out the beginning of next week, and I wanted to all let you know. I gave them you guys as headshots that you all gave me, and I'm just so, you know, excited to be working with this company, the Post-Dispatch, Fox 2 News, that gave us a shout out this morning as well. We'll be doing a part two podcast on the distribution of the operations of the company. You can tune in on Thursday on the 9 a.m. show at Fox 2 News about the podcast that we'll be doing here behind the scenes. And if you want to get in contact with Operation Food Search, they're going to let you know right now and within 2 seconds how to reach them and how to donate when you want to give to the community. So, Ms. Christian, let your viewers know how they can give, what they can give, and the contact information that they can use to get in touch with someone here in your office.
All right. Best place to go is operationfoodsearch.org, where you can actually make an online donation. You can go to our volunteer section and sign up for volunteer opportunities. You can learn about how to advocate for us and be an ambassador on our social media platform. So operationfoodsearch.org. Please visit.
Okay. And Carlton, how can they get in contact with you if they want, if they can't reach Mrs. Christian, if she's out there operating on the field? How can she get in, how can an audience get in touch with you?
Certainly. I think my email is on the website.
Okay.
So you'll see a picture of me on there as well. You'll see all of our team members. You can certainly email me.
Okay, perfect. And your email address?
It's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N dot Adams, A-D-A-M-S, at operationfoodsearch.org.
And Ms. Christian, you're, just in case people don't have access to looking it up, and your email address?
Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N dot Wild, W-I-L-D, at operationfoodsearch.org.
Okay, did you guys get that? And if you didn't get that, just watch this podcast again and you can hear it all over again. I would like to say thank you so much for you guys taking the time out to talk with me today. Thank you, Facebook friends and family. Thank you, Podbean listeners. Till the next episode, stay tuned for podcast 2 of Operation Food Search. You have a wonderful day. I love you, and stay healthy and drink some water. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
What a lovely, lovely, lovely podcast. I love Operation Food Search. Aww. I love the whole idea of what you do. Thank you all again, and have a wonderful rest of the day.